here we are.
We're back.
Attitude adjustment. My guest co-host extraordinaire this week has been Jeb Burnside, the editor-in-chief of Aviation Safety Magazine. I'm Amy Loboda, host of Attitude Adjustment, and our guest this afternoon is Ian Twombly. Ian Twombly is the editor of AOPA Pilot Magazine. I've worked with him before. Mm-hmm. In fact, people understand this show. I generally try to find most of my bosses and bring them on here at different points. Ian, are you having a great AirVenture 2017? How's it going?
Yeah, thanks, Amy. I'm having a great time, as always. It's been a really good show, been a lot of fun. The weather is awesome. I'm not much of a hot person, and So for me, as a Floridian, you're probably freezing. I'm surprised you're not wearing a winter coat, actually.
Well, we tend to keep things cool inside of the radio station, So I've adapted to 68 at this point in the week. But thank you, and I am wearing two layers.
Yeah, right, that's right. But it's been great, great fun.
Excellent. What is it you've seen that has truly piqued your interest this week?
So, there's probably no one thing I can pinpoint. In fact, the opening day, Jack Pelton, the head of EAA, he always does a press conference and talks about stuff that they're going to do throughout the week and themes and things like that. And he said, and it's funny that he spoke kind of what I've been feeling, which is that they had an initiative a couple of years ago to get rid of the sort of the one draw point. So it used to be it's like one big military display, one big act, something like that. And that's what everything that was marketed was towards, that one thing. And now they've diversified. And it's really true when you see it, you walk the grounds and every area has something big that's going on. It's like big military static, big Warbird reviews this year, Theater in the Woods program that's really strong, the Pilot Proficiency Center for EAA is really big. So it's just everywhere. And it's a little overwhelming, actually. It's pretty amazing. So, trend-wise, it's like, I think, the numbers seem to be way up. Everybody seems to be selling stuff. People seem to be happy. Aircraft sales seem to be up. The component sales seem to be up. The weather's great. It's like, what else could you ask for,
That's right.
So,
that's true. That's true. So, you come here from Frederick, Maryland. Mm-hmm. How was your trip?
It was good. It was good. I took the airlines.
That's okay.
I know.
That's okay. Your airline, he drove, and I weaved and pedaled against 40 knot headwinds. Ooh, so who really won here?
Yeah, that's right.
Not 100% sure.
I had air conditioning the whole way.
There you go. I can tell you, only above 5,000 feet did I have air conditioning. In fact, in Carrollton, Georgia, I got out and went, holy crud, I think it's hotter here than it was at home.
Yeah, I saw 100 on the car thermometer going through Atlanta.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, must have been the same day, man. Must have been the same day.
Jeez.
No, it was really, really crazy. Who brought the AOPA 172 out?
Well, so I should say it is no longer the AOPA 172.
Oh, that's right. You awarded it, didn't you?
Yes, this is, in fact, just this week. And yesterday, the winner was able to come. The winner's lives in Vegas. And so he's a pilot for Allegiant and also has a side business for real estate.
Sweet.
And so we always try and surprise the winner and have a lot of fun. And we figured the best way to get to an agent is to pretend you're a client.
Right.
And
give us the house showing.
Yeah, that's right. It's like he's not going to refuse a potential client.
Right.
No.
And so we had some help from a non-AOPA staffer, somebody maybe he wouldn't recognize, and call and set up an appointment and say, hey, I'm a pilot, and will you meet me at the FBO? I'm thinking about moving to Vegas. And of course, he bought it and showed up, and we awarded him the airplane. And so he's very excited. Saw it for the first time yesterday, and just incredibly gracious, and so having a lot of fun with that.
Perfect. That is a perfect real estate agent airplane, because you can open the window, you can fly really slow, you can take some nice pictures out of that airplane.
Yeah, that's right. And he's got kids in Southern California, I think, right now. And so, it's going to work out
great. It's a great airplane for that.
Yeah.
You cleaned up and simplified the panel and yet made it digital at the same time.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
we knew a couple years ago, I mean, talking about themes and what we've seen at OSH this year, non-TSO is a big deal, continues to expand at a rate that even has surprised me. I mean, FAA said they were on board,
right?
But to see stuff come along so quickly, and especially autopilots, I mean, that especially has surprised me, because you figure, you know, AOA, that stuff out of field of view, they're probably going to be on board with that. But when you start talking about flight control systems, I mean, that's a different ball game. And so, we decided early on that we've been sort of building on this idea of restoration. We know not a lot of new airplanes are coming out, not enough really to replace the fleet. And so we're going to have to restore the fleet that we have. And so working with Yuengling, who's doing these 172s, they did most of the airframe refurbishment and the panel, and it looks great. Put a G5 in it. And then when Garmin got the second G5 certified in the HSI just recently, we just put one of those in. And in fact, just, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, put in the autopilot. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. I don't think there's another 172 out there like it.
No, there isn't. But you know what's amazing is, like, 2 years from now, they'll be all over the place.
Yes.
Really will. Yeah.
But it's not going to have that paint scheme.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the scheme is all about, I mean, you have to see it to understand, but the scheme is all about safety. Safety enhancing equipment in the panel. And so Craig Barnett, who's at Scheme Designers, has been studying these safety paint schemes, high visibility, whether you're in the air or, God forbid, something happens and you have to be found on the ground. And so it's very sort of a, I don't know if it's orange or red. I can't decide. I don't know. It's kind of a blaze.
High visibility.
Yeah,
high visibility. It definitely is something that changes with the color of your sunglasses.
Yeah, right.
You know?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm sure in the Las Vegas traffic that the new owner is going to appreciate that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Will he be basing it at like North Vegas or Henderson?
So he, we met him at Henderson, and his office is, I think, a mile maybe or something from Henderson.
That
and
makes
so,
sense.
He's got some friends that own some GA airplanes, and they've already talked about how they're all going to get together and fly places. And he's talking about Big Bear, and so.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
That's
a great guy.
That makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It does. Yeah. It does. Absolutely.
On the theme of safety, you guys just came out with another NAAL report, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very recently.
Yes.
What was the big, takeaway from this year's version?
So things continue to improve. You're never done with a job like trying to enhance safety. But the numbers continue to look good. There's still some things that I think people are worried about. NTSB and FAA call it loss of control. We're trying to get them to change the terminology a little bit to make that a little more relevant.
That would be nice.
Yeah, because who knows what that really means. But I think things are generally trending in the right direction, whether that's through technology, training, whatever it is. So things are good.
Incremental improvements.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's an infinite number of numbers between 1 and 0. And when you're talking about trying to get to a 0 accident rate, you need to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not going to happen. We can obviously mitigate. We can try to minimize. We can try to educate. Putting that hat on for a moment, there are a lot of things and a lot of achievements that this industry has made in recent years in enhancing and improving personal aircraft safety. Those changes, those improvements will continue.
Yeah.
It's a job that, it's a thankless job in some way, but it's certainly one that will not be accomplished anytime in the near future.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think there are a couple of really interesting standout examples of that, like Cirrus. When you look at their success story, having a really poor accident rate to, theirs has just plummeted, and that's strictly through training. They've gotten COPA through their work with COPA. They've gotten really good about type-specific training.
Exactly.
Bringing owners on board, and I know they were talking about that this week, where now if you buy a used Cirrus, you can come to Cirrus for the training because they're trying to support all
the owners. That's unprecedented.
Yeah.
That is really, really important to see that trend in the industry.
Well, AOPA, of course, publishes a statistic that says a student pilot who joins AOPA is more likely to complete his or her training.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing applies in the world of personally flown aircraft. If you ally yourself with a type club or a like-minded group of individuals who demonstrate some responsibility, that's going to rub off and you're going to be safer.
Yeah, totally agree. Absolutely.
So tell me, You got a little bit of time left here on the airfield. Air Venture is about halfway, three quarters of the way, right? We're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel for 2017.
Yeah.
What is your wish before the show closes?
My wish is to get through all the hangars before I have to leave.
There you go.
So I hope to do that. I hope to make it to the Warbird area. Unfortunately, I'm going to leave before the Apollo program, which I'm super bummed about.
Oh, because, that's too bad.
A phenomenal program that's going to come up, so I hope people can make it. And, gosh, I don't know, buy a couple of presents for my kids. And
that's not a bad way to go.
Yeah.
Where can people find you on the field if they're looking for you?
So AOPA is actually right in front of the Brown Arch,
awesome.
Right on the flight line. So if you come down, it's we're kind of the sprawling complex we've become. We've got the main tent where you can come in. Sign the petition against privatization, which is really important. Learn about basic med if you have any basic med questions. We've got all the folks on hand who can help you immediately, amongst all the other stuff we can do with like finance and insurance and everything else. So we've got the main tent, and then we have a seminar tent. So all we were running seminars next to our main tent, and then you can come and see the 172, which is here, and the current sweepstakes airplane, the Super Cub.
Sweet. And then there's AOPA.org online.
Yeah. So if you're not at the show, keep up with what's going on at the show by going to the website. And actually, we just came out with an app. So via iPhone or Android, if you want to keep up with the latest news and our podcasts, like Hangar Talk and some other stuff, go to the App Store and just search AOPA and you can got it all in your pocket now.
Terrific. Cool. We've been talking with Ian Twombly. He's the editor-in-chief of AOPA Pilot Magazine. And my wonderful guest host, Jeb Burnside of Aviation Safety Magazine. This is Amy Loboda, Attitude Adjustment.